Take your Bibles this morning and turn with me, please, to the book of John. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what would you have me to do? It's Mother's Day, and I tried to go another direction and kind of get off just on a Mother's Day thought, and the Lord wouldn't let me. And then last night, my wife and I were working a little bit in the yard, and I said, honey, I just don't know. And I no sooner said, I don't know, and the Holy Ghost said, here you go. And then I had to change that, amen. I said, honey, I believe he just give it to me, amen. Amen. You mean God can speak to a man working in the yard? I mean, he's glad he can. He can speak to a man driving down the road. Why, he can wake a man up in the middle of the night and speak to his heart. I've learned one thing, when he does that, you better write it down, because we wake up in the morning, it'll be gone, amen. John, this morning, we're going to read from chapter number 11. I want you to stand and stretch your legs for just a moment. I want to read a couple of verses in the end of the book. This is how the Lord birthed it in our heart to go through the book of John. The last verse in John, chapter 21, verse 25, said, there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. And then in chapter 20 and verse 30, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe. I mean, he's glad for a believing mama. Amen. Somebody believes the word of God. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now back over to John chapter 11. I can't remember the old preacher's name. Somebody said years ago, you know it's good when God squeezes your heart and it runs out your eyeballs. Well, it's running out my eyeballs this morning. He's been squeezing my heart. He's been good to me. I tell you this morning, if there's a man living that does not deserve the blessings that God has bestowed upon men, it's this man that's standing in this pulpit. And I praise him this morning. I thank him. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. We'll read about that over in chapter 12 when we get there. Don't worry, that's not today. And he wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. You know, had I been writing the Bible, I would have probably said, now Jesus loved Mary and her sister and Lazarus. You remember Martha, the one that was cumbered about with much serving. She was the servant in the house. And she said to Jesus, Lord, dost thou not care? And bid her to help me. You go tell Mary to get in here and help me. But he said, Mary had chosen the good part. She was sitting at his feet, hearing his word. But you know, the Lord has a way, doesn't he? He knows about Martha's faults. Can I say this? He knows about yours. Amen. Brother Thurman, he loves us anyway. That blesses me this morning. If you'll be seated, I'd like to preach for a little while this morning on some things for a believing mama to be thankful for. Some things for a believing mama to be thankful for. Brother Don, would you pray for me before I preach this morning? Pray for this service.
Heavenly Father, what a joy, what a privilege it is to be able to approach the throne of grace. Because you made it possible to send you to Calvary.
Yes.
And I do ask your blessings upon the preaching of your word. Thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you, our Father, for the word. The word has power.
Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Don. In John Killinger's book, Lost in Wonder, Love, and Praise, he writes the following. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who was born of the promise to a virgin named Mary. I believe in the love Mary gave her son, that caused her to follow him in his ministry and stand by his cross as he died. I believe in the love of all mothers, and it's important in the lives of the children they bear. It is stronger than steel, softer than down, and more resilient than a green sapling on the hillside. It closes wounds, it melts disappointments, and enables the weakest child to stand tall and straight in the fields of adversity. I believe that this love, even as its best, is only a shadow of the love of God, a dark reflection of all that we can expect of Him, both in this life and the next. And I believe that one of the most beautiful sights in the world is a mother who lets this greater love flow through her to her child, blessing the world with tenderness of her touch and the tears of her joy. I thank God for mothers that believe the Word of God. A mother that believes the Word of God, I believe, will have some things that are reflected in this chapter, in chapter number 11, to be thankful for. I have looked and I have looked and I have looked, and if somebody can find something, I'd love for you to share it with me after church. But I cannot find anything concerning the parents of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. But we know that they had parents. I want to think that they had some good parents. And I want to give you some things today that I believe will be a blessing to your heart. Though nothing is said of the parents, I don't know whether they're still on earth when this book is being written here in chapter number 11, when this account is given, or whether they're in paradise. I don't know where they are. I don't know whether they're in another town or the same town, but I know this, wherever they were, they had to be proud of their children. I want to give you 10 things this morning. I normally don't tell you that right up front, but I thought I'd tell you that. That way you'll be praying, amen, throughout the service. I'm going to give you 10 things that a godly mama ought to be thankful for. Number one, they ought to be thankful that the Lord Jesus is welcome in the home of their children. Jesus often went to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. It was located there on the Mount of Olives, at the foothills there of the Mount of Olives. And it was often that Jesus would go by and spend some time. I want to say this. There cannot be a greater blessing in this world to a mother than to know that she's raised her children. And when they grow up and they get married and they have children, that Jesus is welcome in their home. Can I tell you this morning? There's a lot of homes where Jesus is just not welcome. There's a lot of churches, it might surprise you this morning, where Jesus is not welcome. When he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," over in the book of the Revelation, beloved, he's talking about a coldness in the church world, a lukewarmness in the church world. A church world has gotten to the place where they think they can make it without him. Aren't you glad that Mary and Martha and Lazarus knew that they couldn't make it without him, that they needed him? I'm glad, thank God, to be a part of a church that understands we can't make it without him. We must have him. We must have his blessing. We must have his presence. If anything is done of eternal value, God will have to do it. So a godly mother can be thankful that the Lord Jesus is welcome in the home of her children. The second thing she can be thankful for is that God will use even undesirable circumstances in the lives of her children to bring glory to God. The Bible says here, beloved, listen, when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." I believe the hardest thing a parent, especially a mother, ever has to do is to watch their child go through a valley. Watch their child go through something in this walk of life. But I want to say this to you. Job said, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." But I tell you, that godly mother, what a blessing when she can believe and be thankful that through it all, God's going to get glory some way out of the situation. God's hand will receive the glory for what's going on in that life. Then I believe that godly mother can be thankful not only that the Lord Jesus is welcome in the home of their children, be thankful that God will use even this undesirable circumstance to bring glory to God. But watch this now. I want you to see in verse number 5, the Bible said, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was." I believe a godly mother can be thankful. A believing mama can be thankful that the Lord is always on time, even when we're not aware of it. Amen. Martha and Mary, they think Jesus is late, and Jesus has delayed showing up on purpose because he wants people to know and understand that he is the Son of the living God, that he has power over death, hell, and the grave, and that he is working another miracle that others might believe. That's why, beloved, you have the book of John, that someone might believe. The Bible said here, he abode there, that therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples say unto him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. Goest thou thither again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." These things said he. After that he saith unto them, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him." Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." Beloved, the fourth thing I want to share with you this morning is this, that godly mother, that believing mother, can be thankful that we serve a Savior who is selfless and places the needs of others. I'm going to tell you something, that's what a godly mother is. She's selfless. She places the needs of her children and her husband before her own needs. And they're concerned about Jesus going down here to Judea. And they said, "Master, the Jews, they're seeking to stone thee. Why would you go down there?" I tell you why. Because there was a need, amen. And God wanted to help them with that need. He wanted to help others that they might believe on the Son of God. Beloved, I believe, listen to me carefully, these are some things that every believing mother should be thankful for. Number five, look at verse 21 down through verse 27 with me for a moment. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and we just read over it. Can anybody imagine the brokenness in her voice? How many believes that she believed every word that she just said? Oh, God, I've walked with you. I've seen you work. Lord, if you'd have just been here, if you could have just been here, my brother would not have died. Watch this now. The Bible said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I love this. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You say, preacher, what's the fifth thing? We can be thankful that there's a family reunion awaiting the family of God. I'm telling you, beloved, Jesus is telling Martha here, yes, there's a resurrection. There's coming a day, beloved. Listen, many mothers this morning have children on the other side. And by the way of nature, it should be the other way around. Amen. The child ought to have mama on the other side. But I'm telling you, it doesn't always work that way. But we ought to be thankful that God has promised. There's a reunion coming when the family of God's going to get together around the throne of God once again. Everyone that's been born again, there will not be one missing that day that's been born of the Spirit of God. I don't know. Sometimes I think the church has gotten over the cardinal doctrines of the Word of God. I tell you, it was a blessing to me when I learned that a person that puts their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus is going to live forever. A person that puts their faith and the trust in the Lord Jesus, beloved, listen, have been born again of the Spirit of God. The Bible said it's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. But Jesus said, really, for the believer, we just change dwelling places. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. We just change this old tent, this old garment that we're wearing called the flesh, and robed in His precious righteousness. What a blessing that is. We need to be thankful this morning that there's a family reunion awaiting the family of God. Let me give you this morning. Let's start reading here in verse 32. Give you some things the Lord spoke to my heart about. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw Him, she fell down at His feet. That was a common place to find Mary, at the feet of Jesus. You say, preacher, I'd like to see meetings like we used to have. We can, when we see more people at the feet of Jesus like we used to see. Say amen. Hearing His word, talking to Him. Watch this now. Watch this. The Bible said here in verse 32, she fell down at His feet, saying, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. I'm telling you, beloved, this is a pitiful sight. Jesus, you're late. If you could have just got here a little sooner, it would have changed the situation. Let me say this to you. It'll be a happy day in your life when you realize He's never late. He's always right on time. Watch this now. I'm going somewhere. The Bible said, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, He groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid Him? They said unto Him, Lord, come and see. And the Word of God, the shortest verse in the Bible, said Jesus wept. The Bible said, then said the Jews, behold how He loved Him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? What they're saying is, if he could have got there while he was living, he could have made a difference. But it's too
late now. I heard an old preacher say one time, he said, don't give up on anybody till they've been dead 4 days. Amen. I'm telling you, we give up on people, don't we? Help me. We give up. You say, preacher, what's God teaching us here that we ought to be thankful for? That godly mama. We need to be thankful that we have a high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Jesus, beloved, is weeping with those that weep. He knew how to mourn with those that mourn, even knowing that he was fixing to change the situation. In that moment, he was that one that could be touched. Can I say this to you this morning? At any given time, I don't say this, I hope it's taken the right way, but the pastor will know sometimes about valleys that people are walking through that maybe no one else knows about. I want to say this to those of you who are walking through that deep, dark valley. Don't you give up on Jesus. He can be touched with the feeling of your infirmities. There may not be a person living that knows exactly how you're hurting or what you're going through. But I want you to know there's a Savior seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Sister Jane told me the other day, Brother Larry, she said, I'd give anything to have my boy back. Oh, he's still living, but it's not the same boy. You understand? God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. So that mother ought to be thankful this morning that we have a high priest that can be touched. The Bible said in verse 38, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Beloved, he cares. He wants to help. He mourns with those that mourn. He weeps with those that weep. Can I say this? We're fixing to look at a miracle here. In a moment of time, God can work a miracle. God can put a home back together in a moment of time. God can save a soul from hell in a moment of time. God could turn the situation around in a moment of time. Verse 39 through verse 44, let's read it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Listen, I'm not picking on Martha. I don't care if we're talking about Martha, or we're talking about Pastor, or we're talking about you. Unbelief still stinks. She still doesn't get it. That's okay. But God wants somebody just to stand back. That's what Abraham did. I mean, he was willing to take the knife. He had it raised. He was ready to drop it in the chest of his son and then stand back and watch God raise him from the dead. That's what he was willing to do because he believed God. God, through the book of John, is trying to increase our faith, trying to help us to see that they may be out of your reach, but they'll never be out of his reach. The situation may be beyond your control, but it'll never be beyond his control. He can help in any situation. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha said, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. God's fixing to get glory. I'm going to show you in a minute. He said he would. He's fixing to get glory out of a dark situation. The Bible said when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. You say, preacher, I didn't think of this. I heard a preacher say this, Brother Don. Said he couldn't say just come forth. He had to be specific. I'll tell you this, there's a day coming when he's not going to be specific. He's going to say, come forth! And all the church of the living God is going to rise to meet him. Lazarus, come forth! He that was dead, I like that word was. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. We ought to be thankful this morning, number 7. Be thankful that we're serving a God that's still working miracles. A lot of people would say, well, boy, this is something right here. Well, let me remind you of something. When you read the text in Luke 16 on hell, listen to me carefully. You remember the rich man, he figured out he couldn't get any help himself, so he said, send Lazarus to tell my 5 brothers, that was a different Lazarus, not to come to this awful place of torment. Abraham said, I can't do that. He said, if they believe not Moses and the prophets, neither would they believe though one rose from the dead. That's what the Bible said. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, beloved, yes, this is a miracle. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And one was raised from the dead. But there's a greater miracle when a sinner hears the word of God, puts their faith in the Lord Jesus. They were dead in their trespasses and sin. And they come forward and made alive unto God, being born again. It's an even greater miracle. What a blessing we can be thankful that we're serving a miracle working God. Number 8, look at verse 45 and verse number 46. Watch what the Bible said. Then, what's that next word? We're living in a day when we see a few people saved, and I'm glad for that. But on this day, the Bible said, many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did. What's those next 3 words say? How many knows this is what God had in mind all along? That's why he stayed behind. Well, let me ask you something, beloved. Listen to me carefully. When we get in this valley where Martha is and where Mary is somebody else going to be able to see the light of Christ in our life that they might want? I can remember this so vividly, Miss Eve, when we buried Mama in 2012, when we buried Daddy in 2015. I can remember so vividly, not one, not two, but many people saying this same thing. You all sure are handling this awful well. You all sure are handling this awful well. Well, Brother Preston, we either believe the Bible or we don't. And if I believe the Bible, my daddy went into the presence of my Lord. And my daddy would whoop me if I reached up there and grabbed him and tried to pull him back down here. Amen. What I'm telling you is, beloved, we ought to handle it well. When it's a child of God that goes home, we ought to rejoice. We ought to rejoice. Jesus had something in mind all along. By the way, at my dad's funeral, there were two different individuals that acknowledged their lost condition that night. It's my prayer that those two individuals are saved by now. And if they're not saved by now, they'll be saved by the time they get ready to leave this world. God is a miracle-working God. We need to be thankful for those that have come to Jesus and experienced the miracle of the new birth. And verse 46, the Bible said, "But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done." Look at this now. Watch this just a moment. While some are coming this way and trusting Jesus, others are going that way and denying Jesus. Not only denying him, but you know why they went to the Pharisees, don't you? The Pharisees were already seeking an opportunity to kill him. I'm going to tell you something right now about Jesus. He's always in the right place. He's always there at the right time. And it's a dangerous thing when you could be coming towards the Savior of the world to go towards the world that hates him. Say amen. Number 9. Look at verse 51 and verse 52. I'm almost done. The Bible said here, "And this he spake not of this spake he not of himself, but being the high prophet, the high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but also that he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." I believe every mother. I don't believe we have a Jewish mother in our midst. If we did, she would be welcome. But we're mostly Gentiles. And I believe that every godly mother ought to just stop once in a while and just thank God, like all of us, that he included the likes of us in his family. One more thing, and I'm done. Look at verse 28, please, and verse 29. Some things that a believing mama ought to be thankful for. In verse 28 and verse 29, "When she had so said, she went her way, and she called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him." Mom, here's something you need to be thankful for. The Master still comes. And the Master's still calling. There are mothers sitting here today in this congregation that are praying for their lost children. Every believing mama needs to be thankful. You say, "Preacher, how do you know God is still coming and he's still calling?" Because I'm still here. When his bride and when his church is completed, I'm out of here. How many believe that? So God is still coming to people. God is still calling people. The Master has come. When I read that yesterday evening again, I've read the chapter several times this week, I can't help but go back to a day in 1987 when the Master came and he called for me. Actually, I believe it's so personal. It's as if he does call us by name when he said, "Lazarus, It was so personal and so powerful that I could know that it was the Master, the Lord Jesus, that had come. We need to be thankful that our Lord is still calling. And that there are some, thank God there are some, when they hear it, they will arise quickly. They will come to Him. Not everyone will come to Him. But I thank God you have an opportunity when the Master comes and call it for thee. And by the way, beloved, it's a dangerous thing to think otherwise. You can't come to Jesus unless He comes and He calls for thee. I believe that the lack of the emphasis put on conviction and put on repentance in days gone by has filled churches up everywhere with lost people that made a mental decision without a change of heart, without the new birth that only the Holy Spirit of the living God can produce. Let's be thankful this morning that the Lord Jesus is welcome in the home of our children, that He will use even undesirable circumstances to bring glory to God, that He's always on time. Be thankful that we serve a Savior who is selfless, places the needs of others before His own. Be thankful that there is a family reunion awaiting the family of God. I love the song, "What a Day That Will Be When My Jesus I Shall See." Be thankful that we have a high priest this morning that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, that we're serving a God that's still working miracles. Be thankful for those that have come to Jesus and experienced the new birth. Be thankful that He included us as the Gentiles in the plan of redemption. And be thankful that our Lord is still calling.